Integrity comes from practice. Integrity comes from practice. Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. Integrity comes from practice. Oh my, oh my, oh my. How important that is. How wonderful that is. Can you experience integrity in your life? Can you experience the reality of who you are in your life? Can you stand up for who you are and always be who you are and be untouched by the world around you? Can you be all that you are? Well, it's just a matter of not living someone else's life. Now, our mothers and fathers, our family, taught us values. And as we learned these values as we were growing up, we built an integrity about them. Our family does the things this way, our family does things that way, and we find out that much of the rest of the world does things pretty much the same way. That there's an integrity in this world of goodness, that there's an integrity of honesty, there's an integrity of being kind and loving. There's an integrity of all these things in this world, and how wonderful that is. Yes, how wonderful that is. We can have the teaching, the philosophy of the Absolute Philosopher, so embedded into our life as integrity, as love, as peace, as goodness, as joy, as honor, if we want or not. It's up to us whether we have gained integrity at our parents' knee, or whether we gained it from our peers, or whether we learned it in school, or whether we read about it, or the best source of integrity in the entire universe lies within you, within me. If I stop and say, let's see now, do I want to do this thing? And then the answer comes back, do you want to do this thing? That sounds like my mom and dad. They always say, do you want to do that thing? Is that what you want to do? They don't tell me no, yes. They plant seeds of integrity within me so that when I listen to that inner voice, when I listen to what I'm knowingly knowing within myself, I follow it. And the more I follow it, the more I practice it, the easier it is to do it. Each time I practice it, it becomes easier and easier to do. Now, the great scientists, the great entrepreneurs, the great thinkers, the great people of the universe are people who stopped and listened within. They listened to the voice inside of themselves, and they said to themselves, now how shall I conduct this operation? Or maybe they were so intuitively, so powerfully aware of that inner voice, they didn't have to stop and ask. They just are constantly listening. They realized integrity comes from practice, and they practiced it, and they didn't realize that integrity comes from practice, but it does. Integrity comes from practice. So, whenever a circumstance came up, and the genius said to himself, let's see now, I have a dozen possibilities, maybe a million possibilities of how I'm going to do this thing. Which one do I want to use right now? And they listen to the integrity within them that says, this one here will bring the results that I want. I want to have a healthy body, a happy body, a healthy mind. I want to have a happy universe. I want to have good for myself and for all in my world. Now, which result am I going to go for? And then the answer is quite clear. The answer is not only clear, it's definite. You, as an absolute philosopher, you living this belief that you have inside yourself, there is no other way you could do it. And the way is clear. The way is beautiful. The way is rewarding. The way is simple. The way is beneficial. Oh, beneficial indeed. When you listen within, the answer is always there. Now we say, oh, that's so miraculous. Oh, that's so wonderful. That's so fantastic. If we listen within, nonsense. Listening within is the most natural thing in the world for all of us. We all listen within all the time. We all listen within with all our hearts and all our soul and all our being. We all listen within with everything that we are. And as we listen within, what happens? Well, as we listen within, the joy of life is ours. The peace of life is ours. The magnificence of all that is ours. And how great that is. Now, are you ready to live from that consciousness? Are you ready to live from that awareness? Are you ready to know yourself and have the integrity of living who you are? Well, let me say, without hesitation, you are what your integrity is right now. If you are a naughty boy, if you are a naughty girl, that's your integrity. If you are a good boy, if you are a good girl, if you are a good being, that's your integrity. If you are a divine being, that's your integrity. If you are a gentle being, that's your integrity. If you are a genius, yes, yes, yes. If you are a genius, that's your integrity. A genius believes in himself. A genius does not look outside of himself for answers. Oh, he might have stimuli that come to him from the outside. He might have catalytic actions that are coming upon him by things that are happening outside of him, apparently. But they are meaningless until they touch his inside. Until these catalytic ideas, these concepts, speak to him in his heart, they are meaningless. Only with practice does anyone gain the benefit of integrity. As you practice your integrity, as you listen within, as you understand that whenever you have a quest, that quest is yours because you're ready for the answer. Oh, indeed you are. When you have any quest, the answer stands right there, bold-faced before you, saying, open your eyes, here I am. This is what you wanted to know. And you look at it and you say, you're too simple. Or you look at it and you say, you're too profound. You look at it and you say, I cannot fulfill you in my life. You're too wonderful. And we let it pass by. But the genius does not let it pass by. The artisan does not let it pass by when the beautiful idea comes to his consciousness. The person who lives truth every moment of their life is living their integrity every moment of their life. And they see everything beautiful and good and fantastic and whole and glorious and wonderful, and they delight in it. They're not surprised. They're not begeistered by what they see. They're not utterly unimaginable what they see. They are aware that the divine in them, their God self, talks to them just as their voice talks to them, just as their heart talks to them, just as their wisdom talks to them. And the divine voice keeps talking and keeps talking and teaching. Until you listen, until I listen, until I hear what's being said. It is not the still, silent voice within me. It is the repetitious voice within me. It's a voice that keeps talking to me, keeps talking to me. And I am practicing listening to it. And I am practicing following it. And I'm practicing loving it. And I'm practicing it. Oh, my. The geniuses of the world, we have no idea how they work, because it is an inside job always. for every one of them. The creative beings, the masters of this world, the ones who live their integrity, and everyone lives their integrity, whether it's a high-flown integrity or a low-brow integrity or no apparent integrity at all, they live it. Do you believe in yourself? Do you believe in the divine in you? Do you believe in the creative cause of the universe in you? Then you have been practicing listening to the divine in you. You've been practicing knowing that your word is the power of the universe. Your word, as spoken, brings about the result that you expected from it. A lot of people say, I like me, and they really don't like themselves, and they know they don't like themselves, and they act like they don't like themselves, and they don't like themselves. But they say, I like themselves, but that's not what they really mean. We can say, I won't come with you. And in our hearts, we just want to come with them more than anything in the world. And they finally persist and tell us, come on, come on, let's go. It's going to be fun. Come on, come on, come on. And pretty soon we break down and go. Well, that's the way we should work with our integrity. That's the way we should work with the divine within us. When the divine says, come, we should go right away. When the divine says, come, go. When the divine says, you can do it, do it. When the divine says, you're master, you are master. When the divine says, now is the acceptable time for my good, now, 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 then go and jump and do it. Integrity comes through practice. If you practice being naughty, you will have the integrity of being naughty. If you practice being beautiful and wise and diligent and glorious in every way, that integrity will be yours too. Integrity is not a word that is good or bad. It's just a practice. And when we practice anything, we become skillful at it according to our practice. And if we think we cannot play the piano, we cannot play the piano because we will not practice playing the piano, and therefore we will not. Although the day will come when we say, I know how to play the piano, and without practice we'll play, because we believe in ourselves. The child geniuses who have never had piano lessons and are playing the piano, who are playing music, who are singing, we hear of them on television more often now. They always were there, but they didn't have the opportunity to be public. Now they're being public, and now we're seeing that the genius lay there all the time, and all these little children did was to open their mouth and let it out. Now, we have that same intelligence within us that these children do. We have the same genius in us that these children do. We have the same divine in us that these children do. And all we want to do is let it out. All we want to do is live it. All we want to do is make it our integrity and let us practice it. And we practice it by saying, yes, 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 I am that. Yes, I am all. Yes, I am good. Yes, I am perfect. Yes, I am wonderful. Yes, that is who I am. And with that practice, with that expression of our heart, with that expression of our life and our being and our oneness with all, we outpicture exactly who and what we are. And it is so glorious and so wonderful. But do we know it? Do we know it? Are we living it today? Are we enjoying it today? Are we living it and loving it and being it today? It's just a matter of what do we practice? What do we practice? What do we know? Are you ready? Are you ready for knowing it, living it, loving it, being it? You can. And it's just a matter of now, knowing it now. Knowing it now. And being it now. I find that when I live in the delight of my inner presence, when I live in the delight of who I am, then I am that light. I am that power. I am that joy forever and ever and ever. And ever and ever and ever, it's done. And the integrity comes from practice, and I practice it every moment of my life. Join me in this practice. Join me in this delight. Join me in this serenade to myself. For it is done now, and I do it, and I love it. And so do you. No, I love you. I love you. I love you.